Hey guys, it's Ashley, and I play Hannah.
And I'm Tyler Blackburn, and I play Caleb.
And welcome to the official Pretty Little Liars podcast.
All right, so you guys just finished watching this Je Suis Un Ami. And for me, this episode is really exciting because up until now, we don't really know much about my character, Caleb. So it's getting exciting.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that happened in this episode. There was a big swim meet, and you kind of got to see Paige and Emily compete, and that was really fun. Poor Shay had to be in the pool all day. She could barely, like, get up and walk around because her muscles hurt so bad. But
I know, I remember
that
her
was
shoulders.
Really fun.
Her shoulders were just like killing her.
Yeah,
I remember.
Poor thing. Her eyes were like bloodshot from all the water. Like
the
poor
chlorine.
Girl. Yeah. So we left off the last episode. Hannah found out that Caleb was the one who fixed Mrs. Montgomery's car so that she wouldn't get to the museum.
Dropping a little favor.
Yeah, he dropped the favor. So in return, he asks Hannah to be his date for a party, but Hannah was going to the swim meet.
Right. My intentions behind that are to get new clients, make some extra money, but there's maybe a little bit more behind that as well.
Yeah, I'm helping him look at all the rich kids in school so he can get money and do his shady business that he does.
Right. Sounds like a fun date.
Yeah. And also, crazy stuff happens and you think that you see A and you think that he or she is chasing Aria and Hannah,
mm-hmm.
but really, it's Caleb.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, that's crazy. We found out that you've been chilling and living in the school for a bit.
I know. Pretty comfy there.
Yeah.
It's like, when aren't I there? I'm in class, and then I'm in bed on the principal's couch.
Yeah, we were all hearing about, like, stuff going on with the vending machines and people breaking out of school in the middle of the night and all that, and the culprit is Caleb.
It's Caleb. But he's just trying to get by. He's homeless at this point and seeking refuge in the utility closet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was actually a really fun scene in the library and running through the halls and stuff.
Oh, my gosh. I remember Lucy got hurt. What happened?
Oh, she did. She, like, ran into the door.
Yeah, she ran to the door, and she, like, hurt her shoulder really bad.
It was a little bit scary. Everybody was, like, silent.
That was an intense night right there.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Hannah and Aria, Hannah fessed up to what she was going to do to Mrs. Montgomery and tell her about her and Ezra, and Aria doesn't take it. Well, which obviously she wouldn't. So Hannah's really upset about that. And we left off where Hannah invites Caleb to stay at her house in the basement without her mom knowing. Trouble.
Right.
And Caleb finds Hannah crying on the stairs and comforts her. And I think that's really sweet. And that's a different aspect to their relationship. And
just Caleb in general, because so far you just kind of see him as this, like, tough guy a little bit. And then this shows
a
little bit
of
a softer
jerk.
Side. A little bit of a jerk.
Kind of cocky.
But this, yeah, it definitely shows a softer
a different
side. And
side.
Kind of, like, makes you wonder about the future of, you know, their relationship and the characters themselves.
Dude.
Well, I think that Caleb is intrigued by Hannah because he sees more than just the heels and handbags. You know what I mean? I think he sees a vulnerability in her that resonates with him and that he can kind of relate to. And at the same time, they both are thinking on their feet constantly and they can kind of keep up with each other. And I think that keeps it fun and exciting for them. But then once it gets more serious, the softer side of each of them comes out. I guess you could say, like, the real them. That's important.
Yeah, I think that they're both really attracted to each other. You can see that. When Caleb walks away, Hannah has a face. Or, you know, they both kind of, like, take the last look before they walk away and all that. And Caleb is just completely different from Sean. He's totally different. And I think right now, with everything that Hannah's going through, she wants to find a change. And she sees something really interesting in Caleb. And I also feel like she feels like she can save him or like just protect him. And like, she's very, I mean, she's changed since the beginning of the show, and that's who Hannah is now. She's very caring and she wants to make sure that he's okay. But
yeah,
then he adds like so much excitement and adventure in her life, and she likes that.
Yeah, I definitely recognize that too, that Hannah's changed a lot watching all the episodes. She's just like a little more humbled, I think, by all the drama. All the excitement that is a little bit draining, I'm sure, at times.
And also, it's like, her and her mom don't really see each other that much. I mean, they have, like, a whole routine in the morning. Make the breakfast, get their coffee, go to work, go to school. And then, you know, Hannah comes home from school, she's with her friends. She doesn't really see her mom that much. And to have someone at home with her to keep her company is nice, because her dad's not there, and, you know, her friends have their own lives and their own family to deal with. And I think it's cool that she has someone to lean on and to just talk about anything with. And
yeah, and vice versa. I think that's another thing that attracts them to each other, is just they both have a slight loneliness. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, Caleb lives in a school, you know what I mean, like, by himself. Hannah has obviously great friends, but still, I feel like with her, there's a piece missing. And I think mm-hmm. that Caleb offers that, fills that void, you know? Yeah, and then it's kind of funny, because I think in the new normal, you'll see a little bit of, like, domesticated behavior with breakfast in the morning and stuff like that.
Hannah's probably never cooked breakfast in her life, and she's trying to show off.
I know. I think that's pretty so awesome cute. For her, you know, to be like, oh, I want to do this now.
Yeah.
You know? It's just adding another layer to who she is and realizing who she is.
Mm-hmm. Also, other storylines, Spencer and Toby are kind of getting a little closer.
Yeah.
You saw that she tries to tutor Toby in French because she feels sorry for him. Because everybody just kind of looks at him as the bad guy, and she sees him crying, and she feels for him, and that was a really sweet moment.
Yeah. I think she knows what it feels like to be accused of something.
No,
that
definitely.
He didn't do.
Yeah.
You know, and they kind of bond on that level.
Yeah, and poor Toby. I mean, he's just like the sweetest guy ever, and he just looked at like scum. I feel so bad.
I know.
And also, me and Arya catch her parents in the library. Gross, gross, gross. So that was kind of crazy. We were in the library, and then we're like sneaking around, and then we see her parents, and
making
that
out.
Was insane. A little crazy.
The parental units should never be seen making out.
In the school, come
in the school.
On. We're all
in the
there.
Stacks.
Kids, don't make out in school.
Yeah, don't.
Period. So, guys, don't forget to watch an all-new episode of Pretty Little Liars called The New Normal, which airs Monday, February 14th at 8 p.m. In this next episode, we have some new unexpected relationships growing.
Yeah, so in The New Normal, Caleb and Hannah's relationship gets a little bit adventurous because we are having to keep it a secret that I'm staying in her basement, particularly from her mom, who also lives there, so that poses a problem. And it's pretty exciting to watch those scenes where it's like just missing Hannah's mom and trying to keep that a secret. That's fun to watch, and it was fun to film. And then I think simultaneously all the other Pretty Little Liars are a little concerned that Hannah's spending so much time with Caleb because he's from the other side of the tracks, as you might say. They obviously don't think that he's good for Hannah. Maybe Hannah sees something a little different. Just saying.
Maybe. Yeah, and also Byron finally gets to meet Ezra, so you'll see how that plays out.
Tense,
and,
I'm sure.
Of course, my mom is getting into more trouble because she could get caught for taking Mrs. Potter's money. You guys should definitely tune into this episode. It's really edgy and fun, and a lot of secrets spill out. There's a lot of stuff that takes place. So don't forget to watch Pretty Little Liars Mondays at 8 on ABC Family.